Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Chad. You are now tuned into Chilling with Chad. We are back once again on another Monday night. It's time for Chilling with Chad. I am your host. My name is Chadwick, officially. Came to a revelation over the past week or so to decide to not necessarily abandon the Chad name, but going forward as far as business-wise and entertainment-wise, I think I'm going to stick with Chadwick. Not only for myself, but just to clear up any confusion. There's a couple of people I know named Chad. They call him Big Chad. They call me Big Chad. I just want to separate myself from the pack, so to say. So from this point forward, I am Chadwick. Today's going to be a real quick and easy show. There's nothing too major going on in life right now. That's like something I need to get off my chest or anything. So one thing I do want to start with is this weird relationship Discord that's been going around lately. To start off, there was a woman. It's a pretty viral video that's going around right now. There's a woman that she has 7 kids, and she's recently getting out of the relationship with the children's father. That all the 7 kids belong to the man, and she's back out looking for love. And there's been a lot of discourse I've seen offline and online talking about it, and I want to give my input on it. Basically, only thing I want to say about that is everybody has to find their right person for them, no matter where they come from, what background they come across. The right person for you and your needs in life. Now, if you're one of these people that you need financial requirements in a relationship, then you should find someone that meets that those financial requirements, and don't just put that on somebody else who's not ready for those financial requirements, or not willing to adapt and adjust to those financial requirements. If you have a religious or spiritual quality that you want to find in some person, then you should do that and not try to force that on somebody else, or try to mold someone into the type of person you're looking for. You always need to be straightforward with yourself and what you're looking for out here, because it's a dirty world out here. You never know who you're going to come across or who you're going to meet and what could happen. So always use your best judgment. Always keep your instincts on 10. Make sure you're not finding somebody that's not going to fit for you. And then once it don't work out, you got to start back at the drawing board and go back from square one. So it's always best to put everything up front, what you're looking for as far as, like I said, financial-wise, what you're looking for in a mate, what expectations you have, because you'll end up like this woman who's starting life over from scratch, basically. And not everybody is necessarily going to want to go along with the already made. She already has her family already made. She just is looking for maybe companionship or whatever it is that she's looking for, but she just wants to find love like everybody else. So, like I said, I use myself in this situation. I was together with my ex for, I want to say we were together for almost 7 years, and we were married for 3 going on 4, and over time, we kind of started to have trouble, and then we decided to split up. And now I find myself in the situation was like, and like starting all the way over from scratch. I need to looking for someone that can be beneficial to me as I can be beneficial to them. And I feel like I'm, as of right now, I feel like I'm on the right track. So everybody else's situation might not be that way. They may have like steps and stumbles that they come across, or they may find somebody they think that maybe they're the right person for them, and then they end up not being. And then, like I said, you got to start all the way over. So it's always best to make sure you keep your intentions and your expectations all out on the front. So that way there's no confusion. There's no misinformation. There's no miscommunication. So that's where I'm at on that. NFL draft combine was this past weekend. Saw a lot of good prospects for my Cowboys, so hopefully they pick up one of these guys and help take the team to another level. There's talk of losing some players, like specifically Tyron Smith, one of the best linemen that we have on the team, and that's going to be a big hole to fill. Other teams are making moves. The Chicago Bears are trading Justin Fields, which I, for one, I'm totally against. Like, the guy only had one season, maybe two. I'm not, but one full season as a starter, and he didn't. The team just wasn't complete, and I feel like they already given up on this guy. So hopefully he can land somewhere to where his talents can be utilized, and he can have a good career. Lots of coaching changes this past season. Dallas says Dan Quinn is gone, I believe. And the new defense coordinator is can't think of the guy's name off the top of my head. Not Zimmer. Zimmer? I don't know. Anyway, Dallas has a new defense coordinator, which hopefully defense is already good, but it had its bad moments over this past season. So hopefully it's this change will make the defense even better. And then with all the injuries on the defense being healed up, hopefully those guys come back and make a big change on the defensive end. Offensively, it's it's hitting me. It's like I really do feel like we got to find some way to get that running game going, so it'll take much pressure off the pass on offense, because that's basically what Dallas looks like right now, is a one-trick pony on offense, because you're not running the ball good, so you got to depend on passing the ball. And that's, I don't know, you got to have the yin and the yang. So hopefully they can get that figured out, and this draft brings somebody along that can help facilitate that. So college basketball is coming to, we're already in March, so it's almost about to be March Madness time. I'm excited for the tournaments, and then the big tournament coming up. Hopefully my Kansas Jayhawks make it at least to the Final Four. If not, I mean, it's okay. It's kind of been a I don't want to say a down season because they've been steadily at the top of the rankings, but I don't know. This season seems wide open all across the board. Like, you got Baylor, you got Houston, you got Texas. The Big 12 is pretty stacked up right now. It's all in basketball, and then you got all the other schools from the other conferences that's coming. Alabama is pretty good. Can't think of who else. I was just looking at the rankings the other day. So, but it's tournament time. That's the outside of playoff football. The NCAA tournament for men's and women's is the most exciting time in sports. Like, you never know what's gonna happen. The buzzer beaters happen. The upsets happen. It's just a whole ball of just gonna take whatever you get. And last year was pretty good. Most years are pretty good. And this year hopefully won't be any different. I'll be tuned in watching those games on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And yeah, it should be pretty good. It should be pretty good. I didn't watch a movie, so I can't do a new movie review this week, but that'll for sure be back next week. I'm gonna try to find some time since it's spring break this week here, and I don't have class this week, so I need to put some time into watching a movie so I can bring y'all a new movie review. I haven't did one since the Iron Claw, so been trying to get back into catching up on TV shows. Speaking of TV shows, so I've been watching this trivia game show on Fox called The Floor. I don't know if you may or may not have seen The Floor, but basically it starts off with 81 people at the beginning of the game, and each person has a specific trivia category that they are representing. So each person, they go one-on-one with another person and they battle. So they're either getting challenged in their expertise of trivia, or they're challenging someone. So one thing that really stuck out to me is that, and it's sad to say in this day and age, but a lot of non-black people don't really know a good amount of black entertainers or black entertainment as a whole. I saw some, like, there was this one category that was a famous person, and they were going right through. It was two Caucasian people, and they were going through, and all the white people, they knew every single one of them. But as soon as a black face came up, they had no idea who they were, or just froze up and couldn't figure out who they were. They're like, they didn't know who Steve Harvey was, which I'm like, bro, Steve Harvey's on TV every damn day. Like, how do you not know who Steve Harvey is? They had one funny one that stuck out is they showed Mr. T. Like, everybody in the world knows who Mr. T is. But this, and she was a young girl, she said, oh, is that T-Pain? And I'm like, how do you confuse Mr. T and T-Pain? I don't understand that at all. But it goes to show that these people really don't know anything about black culture. But a lot of the black people that were on the game, they knew every single thing. They knew people. There was, man, I was so mad. There was one guy who made it all the way to the last show. He was a black guy. He was just going to different categories, just dominating. I mean, all kinds of categories, like presidents and states and even weird ass categories. They had like dessert. Like, somebody was an expert in trivia about desserts. Like, and they made it to the final episode and they ended up losing. I was like, man, like, he was almost there. $250,000. And somebody, I think they might have played. It's crazy because they have a random picker, like, and then those people that made it all the way to the end, that their first time battling somebody was on the last episode. That's how crazy that game was. Because the object is to beat all the people and then collect all the territories. So you had people at one point, I think that the guy was just speaking of, the black guy, he had like 36 territories before he ended up losing. So I'm like, damn, that's crazy. Like, he had to battle so many times to get all these territories and areas from different people. And he just ended up running out of gas at the end. I think he lost in, I want to say it might have been Fashion Icons that he lost in. He couldn't name it. Shit, I couldn't name a lot of them either. I knew like some, but not all. Like, that's a game that you got to really be in your encyclopedia or online, like, doing your research about, like, any little topic. I mean, plants. Who knew that there were so many different types of, well, I mean, yeah, of course there's different type of plants, but I'm just saying, all these different type of plants that you never would have even known or never even knew the name of. You might have seen it, but you never even known. And what else was a weird one? Yes, snacks, desserts. One of them that really threw me off was medical supplies. And there was like so many that I've definitely seen before, but I couldn't tell you what the name was at all until I seen it that day on that show. So definitely trying to get back to my TV bag, because I don't really watch a lot of TV. I watch a lot of YouTube. I watch a lot of sports. I watch a lot of TikTok. But I actually sit down and watching something. And then even then, it's not even like real TV. I'm like watching on like Hulu or Amazon Prime or something like that. It's not even like actually on the TV. Trying to finish Bel Air. It's not a spinoff. It's kind of a retelling of the Fresh Prince of Bel Air story. It's on Peacock. I highly recommend it. I watched season one. Season one's pretty good. I'm in the middle of season two right now. It's a very great show. Great cast. It's a very good reimagination of. But it follows the whole timeline all the way from Will getting in trouble in Philadelphia to having to move to Bel Air, and then him going to Bel Air and not really being accepted at first. And Carlton is the big man on campus at their school, and he's trying to help Will fit in his own unique way. And there's a lot of distinct differences. Like, it's definitely new era telling of the story, because they deal with all kinds of stuff. They deal with like depression and anxiety and all type of stuff that people deal with that they might have been dealing with back then, but it wasn't on a higher scale like it is now. So I definitely recommend people watch that show. Another show. Let's see, what else am I watching these days? Outside of like just random like documentaries on YouTube, like I said, I watch The Floor. I watch Abbott Elementary. That's definitely a show that you have to watch, because if you can just visualize yourself as a student back then and seeing like you're at a underfunded school, so they're trying to make do, but it still has like all that funny element in it, because it's all based around comedy. But at the it shows like the deeper issue that some of these schools are dealing with, like when they're underfunded and the teachers are underpaid, but they're trying to put in extra work to make sure that these kids aren't falling off the wagon and staying above the curve and all that. This past week, the episode was about one student got caught smoking a cigarette in the restroom. So it basically told, like, it had like a fake dare. What was it called? Ah, damn, I can't think of what it was called. But they had like all the teachers, like they have their own vices that they do in their own spare time. Like they talked about the main character Janine, how she smokes weed at home, and one of the teachers, he vapes, and another teacher, she likes drinking wine. So they were like telling all these, like, I guess the best being hypocritical about, like, okay, we're telling these kids not to smoke, not to do all these things, but we're doing all these same things. Even though, yeah, you grown, you can do whatever you want to do, but like these kids these days are self-aware. Like, they're like, okay, well, you telling me this is wrong, but you do it, so why are you doing it if it's so wrong? So that was definitely a good episode to watch and see. Yeah, that is like very true to life. So I definitely appreciate Abbott Elementary for doing what they do on this show. It's funny at the same time, but it also tries to show like real life lessons. So I definitely appreciate that show. Other than that, man, I really ain't got too much this week. Like I said, I still owe y'all a movie review, so I'm going to try to get that done this week so I can come back next week with a brand new movie. Also, I'm trying to get my tails on the Uber stacked up so I can give you some more episodes of that. Pretty sure we'll have some more guests sometime soon down the line. Definitely know for sure I got a couple people in mind that I want to bring on and chill with Chad. So, all that being said, thanks again for listening this week. Keep on listening, and we are out.
Encore.
Thank you. You
ball.